All right. We're just going to try this. We're going to see how this goes.
I don't get the Always Sunny. I thought normally it was a... I don't know what you changed.
That's the clue for the thing for Talos, the Talosian.
Oh, now I get it. Now you say that. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what Talos had to do with having a brain, but... Right.
Let's look at him, man. Well, look at Talosians. Yeah, we should be done with this show in 5 minutes. It'll be super sweet.
It's quite possibly going to be a short show.
Woo, doggies. All right. It's after 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
I get this rolling.
All right.
All right. True believers, welcome to the 206th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, or today, the Puzzle Warriors 2. I'm going to imitate Ian poorly every chance I get because he's off being hanging out with other people, and he's going to be wearing a sleeping shirt and doing some stuff.
What? I don't know what you mean. I'm here.
I'm in my sleeping shirt. If you get that throwback, good for you for listening to a different podcast on this network. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. I got Kiss 72. That's Ray. And oh, we're here in my sleeping shirt. I'm Ian.
You really sound like Cletus.
I mean, the good thing about Ian this last week is he came and we had their football draft. And then he yelled at me a lot because we disagree about how of drafting strategy. But it was a good time.
I was wondering. I was going to ask you how that went. I thought he was coming into town.
It was well. He came in. Yeah, we went out to my friend John's house. We did the football draft. There was a torrential downpour, but he made a lot of food, and we had lots of cookies and snacks and things, and drafted some football players.
All right,
it's good times.
That storm, man, we managed to miss it. We were driving back into the state, but like the entire center of the highway was nothing but tree debris, like branches and leaves, and I'm glad we missed it, but. Holy crap.
It was rough. It was really coming down.
Not quite as bad as the amount of destruction that's happening on campus right now because of the students returning. Oh, my God.
Oh, well, you know, they stink. So, All right, so this is the week of August. It's August, right? Yeah, August 21st to the 28th of the 2019s. And your Deadpool dailies. Today, Purple Star-Lord. Thursday, Black Electro. Friday, Red Gambit. Saturday, Green Angel. Can you hear me? Sunday, the Black Panther. Monday, Blue Magneto. Tuesday, Black Storm. Wednesday, Black Cage. Over in your 5-day 4-star crash! All the Titans. Coming up, number this morning, on the 21st, we had the sad time that is Kraven versus a really, really underpowered King of Wakanda.
You know, I didn't notice. He was underpowered? That's why I won?
I don't know. He didn't do anything. I made a bunch of matches. I did some powers. He did not do a single thing the entire game. Oh. He stood there and just got beat up.
That was not my experience.
Oh, tell me more.
What's going on?
Ignore that crinkling. Sorry.
For a minute, I thought Ian was giving
Ian's
jelly beans.
Oh, I'm just having some jelly beans. I had an open bag of pretzels. I had to wrap them up.
For me, Black Panther threw out a bunch of special tiles, which then caused Kraven to do like 1,000 points of damage every round. So however many hit points Black Panther had divided by 1,000, that's how many rounds it took me to win. Because no damage.
Black Panther put out no special tiles in my match. He didn't do anything.
Wow, he did it like 3 times for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was bizarro, but it was an easy win. Coming up number next is, Red Hulk. He's exciting. I like him.
That should be easy.
Yeah, buddy.
Who does he fight, though? Do you know?
I don't know. Oh, now they're telling me it's not Red Hulk. That's what the webpage says. Oh, God, not Talos. He sucks.
Yeah, I definitely show Red Hulk as well, but, I mean, we're probably looking at the same source material, so.
Yeah, I didn't look at the Heroes for Hire store because I'm lazy like that. Oh, yep, it's definitely showing Talos. That makes me sad. All right, I'm super less excited about the next Crash, because who cares? I don't even know what he does.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out later.
Yeah, sadly enough, we will. Into Storyland. Right now, you got your unstable ISO 8 going down. That'll get you 3 BDSMs and the also super pathetic War Machine. Top 50 is a Black Cat, and then 51 to 400 is Cage. Hey, tomorrow, kids. It's Alliance time. X-Men versus the Apocalypse is back on the player side. That'll get you an OB dub, a couple of Cages, Black Cat, and a higher learning token. On the Alliance side, some good rewards here, Ray. 3 Kamala Khans. But 3 Sabretooth.
Ooh.
Sabreteeth?
Sabretoothas?
Yeah, Sabretoothas.
Sabretothides?
And a higher learning token there. But, man, I'm excited about some Sabretooth covers. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Do you have him champed yet?
No.
Okay. I'm looking forward to getting more levels on him, because I did my best to get him champed as soon as possible.
Let me find my Sabretoothas. I have him at a 1, 2, 3. Yee. So 3 covers of that will be much appreciated to get him a little further away.
Sure.
I've totally forgotten. Right. Alliance, show up. You play. Starts tomorrow. And the space season's still going down. I think you got 4 days left. Have you finished the simulator? Because I still haven't.
I did something different this time. One, I have been playing PvP, so actually this last one that had Doc Ock in it, I scored over 1,000 points in that PvP.
What?
Yeah. I then got beat down to like 920 before I could shield, but I scored a whole bunch on there. I got to like 1,050, and I'm like, ooh, maybe I'll get to 12. Oh no, there go all my points. Never mind. But
crazy.
Then in the simulator, I'm up to 125 wins, so I never hit 2,000 points.
Yeah.
But I've just been attacking back everyone who attacks me, and that gets me all the wins that I need. So.
Yeah, I've given up on that 2,000 point thing. Yeah, I always just go for the wins now. But I currently have, 69! So I need, 75? So I'm going to get 6 more wins in the next 4 days?
Yeah, easy enough.
That's doable.
With the Doc Ock PvP, though, so I was going good, going strong. The very first person that hit me before I could shield was King Dreadnought.
No way, he's back playing again?
Apparently. He hit me in PvP. So,
man, he was on hiatus there for a while.
I looked at his alliance. He's got 4 people in his alliance. So that was weird.
Yeah, because, I mean, I know there was a while where, because he used to always show up everywhere. Like, constantly we would see him. And then he kind of, like, took a pause from the game for a while.
Yeah, I think so. But I took a look at his roster, and he has 18 max champed 5-stars, so.
Yeah, well, that sounds like that guy.
Yeah, thought it was interesting.
Yeah. And then Webslinger's running now. That'll get you a classic Spidey, and Gwenpool, top 10 is Ronin, and 11 to 50 is the Cage. News! I got nothing except that, hey, bad news, yeah. Spider-Man's no longer in the MCU. Good news, maybe he can actually be Spider-Man now. Because, man, I am sick of Iron Man Jr.
Well, I understand where you're coming from with that, but I thought that, well,
I enjoyed both his movies.
Right, exactly.
But I'm really sick of Iron Man Jr. Yeah. I really just want Spider-Man, like, I love this actor.
Yeah.
I love his sidekick.
Holland is great.
Yeah, I like his dopey sidekick friend. I like Mary Jane. I like all that. I just want Spider-Man to get rid of all this tech garbage and just be Spider-Man.
Well, Sony has pulled away from Marvel, so he's not going to be associated with Iron Man anymore, so you're going to get your wish. Unfortunately, along with your wish, you're also going to get a horrible plot line and a bad story and probably Venom. They're going to pull in somehow.
Yeah, all those things are most likely true.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they'll pull it off. I'm not going to hold out hope, though.
I don't know. It's you never know. It's Disney. They might just decide to buy Sony entirely. Who knows?
It's Disney, sure.
I mean, they've got more money than they know what to do with.
So
I don't know. So
we discussed this with Jared last night. Apparently, the last movie Marvel got like 5% of the opening weekend, and that was it. That was all the money they got. Sony got everything else.
Wow.
So Sony,
that's a lot of money for Sony.
Yeah. So apparently Sony is like, this is our cash cow. This is what we're going to do. Not realizing that it was Marvel that made it good. So,
yeah. All the Spider-Man movies pre-Marvel were garbage. The first one was kind of okay.
Right.
That very first one, that one's watchable. After that, it gets pretty shaky. And yeah, like I said, I enjoyed these Marvel ones, but I just want Spider-Man to be Spider-Man and doing whatever a spider can. Anyway, I got no other news. What you got?
Nothing. Students are coming back in town. There's local news. That was painful today. But, nothing much going on.
Alrighty then. Let's go back to the superhero showdown then. Last week, we had the Master of Glue, Baron Zemo, versus whoop, 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 Mr. Fantastic. Tell me, Ray, who wins?
I'll give you one guess.
I'm assuming it is 100% vote for Mr. Fantastic.
So, a couple comments. Even though Fantastic wasn't smart enough to plan for cosmic radiation, there's no way he loses against a guy with glue and a sword. Second comment. Richards is a slave to his perception of the greater good and will not hesitate to be a beep of the highest order in its service. And he has done a lot of not hesitating over the years. Zemo's paradox, as Reed's body compresses to smother him. I'm kidding. There's no paradox. Despite lacking killer strength or hardware to build anything, Mr. Fantastic gets the win. So yeah. We had a couple people try, but yes, you were correct. 100% Reed Richards for the win.
Yeah, I had assumed that's what this was going to come down to. All right, so let's move on. This week, in the Aiko Sai Kai Henagang, we have Wonder Man, what is the secret of his powers? I will tell you. Versus Makari. I can't tell you anything about a Makari. So, interesting enough, Ian?
Yes?
Did you know where Wonder Man gets his powers?
I have no idea, Craig.
Well, it turns out that Wonder Man gets his powers from, you guessed it, Baron Zemo. Go figure.
What? Really?
Yes!
I did not know that.
Ha ha! Wonder Man, his name is, I don't know, what is it? Simon Williams. He gets infused with ionic power from Baron Heinrich Zemo.
Oh, he's a baron. He's got royalty.
And funny times. He can do lots of stuff. As he's been around, his powers have adapted and morphed, and he got more powerful. But I don't see any way that you win, Ray, because I've got flight, extended lifespan, virtual invulnerability, superhuman strength, speed, agility, stamina, and reflexes, enhanced vision and hearing, a healing factor, energy blasts. I don't know what ionic vision is, but I got one of those. Power recycling, electromagnetic manipulation, shape-shifting, teleportation. I'm a trained electrical engineer. I'm a talented actor, a capable industrialist, and an experienced stuntman and movie star. Boom!
I think that engineering degree is really going to pay off in this fight. So this is going to be an epic battle, I would think, because... as it turns out, the person I'm representing...
Which part of virtual invulnerability did you not understand?
Well, yeah, but here, wait till you hear what I got. Makari is a cosmic eternal. He was genetically engineered by the Celestials and empowered by Kronos. So I have superhuman strength, superhuman speed, superhuman stamina, flight, psionics, cosmic energy manipulation... and teleportation. And as part of the description, it says that his cosmically reinforced body is virtually indestructible. Only a cosmic force more powerful than his own or a total molecular disintegration can truly injure him. So,
but I've got ionic energy.
Right.
Ionic.
Your molecules are fused together with ionic energy. Yeah.
Wonder Man has the ability to give superpowers to non-powered individuals. I can make me an army of people to take you down.
Well, nobody else is allowed in the ring. You can't use that. I don't know. I think it's going to be a very long, drawn-out fight because I don't think we could really hurt each other. He's an eternal.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Early humans mistook Makari for Hermes, the god of speed. He's like an eternal version of the Flash from DC. So
that's tough. I mean, I also don't have to. I don't have to have air, food, or water, or anything either.
How's your brain? I got psionics.
I don't know. I'm a smart guy. I'm an engineer.
I'm exceptionally wealthy, so I think I've got the edge.
Yeah, but...
I own my own private weapons company.
I got...
And I'm a movie star.
I got psionic manipulation of atoms and molecules in order to change object shape. I'm pretty sure I can, I don't know, pull out your ionic-infused molecule. I don't know. It's going to be an epic fight. That's all I got.
Yeah, I don't know. I have the strength. I have strength equal to centuries. I mean, I am like, you know, a stud here.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. But I got you beating speed.
I give you speed, but, you know, rich trumps a lot of things. Ba-dum-bum.
So there you go. I don't know. Vote for whoever you like the most.
Yeah, vote as well. We know what the answer is, Ray. 100% of all voters will vote for the character that I have not just described. Makari for the victory.
I don't know. I think a few people have heard of Wonder Man. They might vote in that, but who knows? Well, get a scenario. That's... Look up the characters. Tell us who wins.
Yeah. All right. Vote along. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, I got the brains pains. So, this is Talos the Talosian. Let me pull him up because I have no idea what this guy does.
I'm going to follow along so that I have some idea.
His purple power is called Access Granted. Talos creates trap tile that shapeshifts him into a target enemy. When any of these tiles is on the board, he steals 2 AP... of the shapeshifted target's strongest color anytime you make a match with that color. As that goes up in level, it makes more and more trap tiles up to 4, it appears. So that's okay.
So he's a thief. All right.
Yeah. Has blue power, stunning blow for 9 blue. Talos stuns the enemy for 4 turns and creates a blue 1-turn countdown tile that destroys 5 AP in the enemy's strongest color.
I do.
4-turn stun's real good.
Yeah, that long... Done is going to be is key, I think.
Yeah. 5 AP. That's good, but not great.
You're destroying 4. Wait, 5 what?
AP. It makes a 1-turn countdown tile. It destroys 5 AP in the enemy's strongest
tile. Oh, okay. Right. So, I was thinking you meant cost.
That's handy.
It costs 9, which is reasonable for a 4-turn stun.
Yeah. So that's a good power. I like that one.
Yeah.
His black power is passive. It's called a skill unmatched. For every AP Talos has on the enemy team's strongest color... more than they do, his match damage increases by 18%. If he is shapeshifted, his match damage increases by more. At level 5, let's see, that is 28%. If he's shapeshifted, it's 39% for a max of 585%. That sounds real good, but I can't imagine that even that keeps up against 5 stars in their match damage.
Right. Yeah, I don't
know.
So
if you're in the 3-4 star world, that might be sweet.
And with his match damage going up, I'm assuming that that's going to put him in front a lot as well. And does he have the hit points to withstand that? Like, I don't know.
Couldn't I?
16,000 hit points. I don't know. But
it's for every AP he has in the enemy's color more than they do. So as they build up their power, you're doing less and less damage until they fire their power, you know, and then you would be doing more again as long as you don't fire a power of the same color. So it's cute and all.
I don't know, I'm thinking of putting him with America and stunning everybody for her and letting her beat everybody up.
Just a crew AP?
Don't fire any powers except stun. Just...
All right. Yeah. Why not? So that's what Sunny and Xandar. Man, we're going to be done with this show by 9:40. All right. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Unfortunately, not a whole lot. However, there's a tip... Some tips that I wanted to leave in because they're concerning our upcoming apocalypse event, so hopefully they will help. But first, Dances with Weevils had a gardening tip for Ian to take care of those weeds in the cement cracks. Spray them with white vinegar, distilled white vinegar. Blue
Wolf. Oh, that's a good idea. I'll give that a try.
Sorry, I forgot you were doing that. Blue Wolf responded and said, you can use salt as well if you really want to get rid of them. Sprinkle salt with that vinegar. You, of course, don't want to use these around plants that you like. That's very true.
Oh, snap. Isn't that a bag of Lay's potato chips?
Salt and vinegar. To which, Samurai said, or you could spray Craig's raw potatoes with salt and vinegar before sticking them in the oven.
There you go.
All right. I'm moving on to Groose. I liked his post because it's the apocalypse event coming up tomorrow or today, depending on when you listen to this podcast. So he had
could be yesterday, depending on when you listen to this podcast.
I suppose that's true. So he had an idea for some 3- and 4-star teams for use against Apocalypse. So how about Scarlet Witch, 3-star Iron Man, so Battery Man, and 3-star Black Widow. This is if you're in your 3-star land. Use Iron Man's yellow to build AP, of course, and use Switch's passive to build your purple as well. And then Black Widow shoots a big gun. You can use that to destroy tiles. You can also use your small guns to destroy tiles. And you make your green matches with all your match fours. So you can use all of her respective powers to really control what's going on the board. Remove any enemy attack and countdown tiles. And you get all that AP generation. Should be able to get rid of the famine tile with all the AP generation. Black Widow can do enough damage to get rid of war, and she'll target attack tiles to remove those in order to get rid of pestilence. So there you go. That sounds all like right. A pretty good team for 3-stars. He also had a 4-star team: Cloak and Dagger, Vulture, and Rogue. He said you can use Cloak's Spooky Blanket attack to reduce Apocalypse level, thereby reducing the threshold for removing famine and war. Then you can use all 3 of them to remove special tiles. Rogue's punch has a targeted attack. The dagger's light knives gets rid of attack tiles. And Vulture's techno beam gets rid of attack tiles and countdown tiles. So Cloak and Dagger gives you all the black you need to get Vulture going. And Rogue's green can stump Apocalypse, since his black is his strongest match color. And she can explode all over Apocalypse for big damage when you get enough black build up.
Did you ever think that Vulture's power sounds like, you know, like a house music club? It's like Electro's Vulture's techno beam.
No, I never thought that before, but now I
okay.
Now I will.
All right.
So he says that depending on your strength, these teams should work up through level or round 7 and possibly even round 8. For the 4-star, I think it could, because it'll build up pretty quickly. So, thanks, Groose. I think that's helpful information. And D-Wing in the Wall of Text, which I had to cut down quite a bit, because, man. But he started off with football and poker, manliest pre-show ever. he did say about Dennis Miller, Dennis still does his podcast and occasionally tours with Bill O'Reilly. I'm going to walk away from that sentence. But I looked it up, and he does. He tours with Bill O'Reilly. Okay.
That seems very strange.
Yeah, kind of. The patch. He mentioned the patch that came out with all the new graphics and everything. He says overall thumbs up, but he did mention that he uses an iPhone, so he's not experiencing any of the Android problems.
Well, sure. He's a member of the Superior Race.
I'm not touching that one. Craig saying shut up to Ian sounded eerily like when my wife says it to me after being a Weisenheimer. I'm pretty sure that's accurate. Reed Richards' shadow puppets comment just won the episode for me. Was that, I don't remember who you or Ian came up with the shadow puppets, but
it can't have been me, or I have no idea what I was talking about.
The fact that Reed
must have been me.
The fact that Reed Richards can make awesome shadow puppets with his stretchy fingers.
Oh, I think that was me. That sounds familiar. Then we got onto the thing. Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm aboard.
All right. He also said, retire the clap now. Please say that Ray did not edit that. I did not edit that. In fact,
he did not.
I texted Craig and Ian when I was editing and went, oh my God, that was perfect.
You just wait till you hear tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be great. Finally, he says, I spent the weekend at the Wisconsin Dells, ate a dish called Wisconsin Loaded Mac and Cheese. It's mac and cheese with bacon, sausage, crispy chicken, fried cheese curds, and a drizzle of ranch dressing. I know what my last meal will be when the feds figure me out. That sounds like too much. But I don't know. I usually think that as soon as you hit bacon... Bacon is bacon. Like, I don't want bacon on anything else. It overpowers anything else it's with.
Yeah, it's good on a burger.
Sure.
Yeah. It's good with maple syrup.
No, I disagree.
I love me some maple bacon.
I mean, I'm fine. Good. I'm fine with the sausage and chicken and the cheese, and obviously you're not, but
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm interested to try it, but it sounds like too much. In any case, yeah, that's it. I parsed it down. That is all that is in the mailbag.
Wow. Thanks, Willie. All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pop you up.
That shows you how difficult this is, because, man, that was awful.
That's brought to you by Mystify. Let's check the old Samurai Handy cheat sheet here.
I don't know how you wanted to do this.
I don't know. You said you didn't want to do any more work, so.
Well, that is true.
3-star land. We've got Gray Suit. She's going to fire that gun at you.
Yeah, we kind of already covered her with the other thing, so.
Right. Daredevil, he's going to boot you in the head. That's a good time.
His boot will be much stronger, yes.
Very good boot. The Hood's going to fire a couple hand cannons at you.
Yeah, but it ends
your turn. But they do good damage.
That is true. He's really there for stealing, though.
The highlight of this here chart, though, is squirrel, squirrel, squirrels. Those squirrels are going to bite you for mighty fears.
I have no disagreement with that whatsoever. I don't like Squirrel Girl, but you are correct.
And then there's Peter Quill. And I have honestly not a single clue what that guy does. He's got a good and a bad and the ugly or some such?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Or is that the 5-star one?
That sounds partially correct.
All right. He'll be more good, more bad, and more ugly. In 4-star land, there's some guy with a sword.
Yeah. Now, he is going to be the highlight, I think, in the 4-stars.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going with the next one, but go ahead.
Well, I see where you're coming from. But yeah, if you're using 4-star blade, just match as much red as you can and fire off the other stuff when you get enough red for them to be extra. Like the green AoE is fine. His black that destroys enemy AP, great. And it puts more red on the board, so that's good. But don't worry about getting strike tiles. Just match away the red and get that hunger going for his automatic damage every round.
Yeah, that thing is real good when it gets going.
Yeah.
And and he can heal himself too with true healing. So
that is true.
When he spins his guns and knives and teeth at you,
you got to have enough red and 9 green. But it's helpful.
Yeah, he is super solid. Next is one of my favorites in 4-star land. Good old Cletus himself, Carnage. You know, his tiles will be stronger. His symbiote size will do a real good amount of damage. Team him up with your favorite person. That person is always Medusa. Then we got, I have no idea what this guy does. You got Prowler. He's what? If you match away someone's special tile, you steal it?
Yeah, he fortifies them automatically, and then you match those away, and he'll steal them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he'll improve those. He does a little bit of stun. He does create some strike tiles for both sides, so those will be a little better. Oh, as we just talked about, Red Hulk. I like him. Hammer and Anvil will do lots of damage.
Yeah, at one point was my biggest AoE when I was, transitioning.
I think it was, for a while there, it was like the AoE attack. Yeah. You got to get that 18 green, but you get that 18 green going. And yeah, that power used to be like one of the Mac Daddies. When he's boosted, still pretty good.
Yeah, 15,000 plus AoE. Yeah.
And then finally, we got Talos, the Talosian. Like we said, trap tiles, good stun, increase your match damage. There you go. Samurai's advice is only available if you have 5-star Professor X on your roster. Well, that's almost nobody. Maybe Carnage or Prowler could be fun. Prowler helps steal those enemy attack tiles Carnage creates. I suppose you could try that.
I would say you should use, since they're boosted, Blade for his red. You could use Ralk to do that AoE, the big AoE, and just throw Talos in there for that stun. The 4-turn stun isn't bad. I don't know. That's all I got.
Sure, I'm down. That's listen to me now and believe me later. Okay. All right, it's now time for Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
There you go. All right, so this week I figured I am going to, somebody asked for it and I use it every day. So I'm going for my meta, for my big team, which is Thorkoye with if you can get them.
Anything else?
What?
With anything else?
No, not quite. With Sabretooth.
Yeah, that's super
if
strong.
If you have him champed, he's a perfect addition to this. So what we got here is Thor.
Failure to communicate.
Thor, you're going to want to get him down halfway because if he is below 50% health, he automatically destroys 5 basic red, green, or yellow tiles. So this gives you that's at the start of every turn. So you're getting AP generation from the tiles he destroys. You're getting board shake. And the great thing is he's destroying red, green, yellow, but he's leaving those team up tiles, which will come in handy later. It's also, for 12 green, it does a significant amount of AoE damage. Almost as good as, actually, per AP, it is better than Ralk that we were just talking about. So you're going to want to be doing that. His yellow, his yellow is good, but yeah, that's not what you're going
to
be looking
for. If you can trigger it later where, you know, to me, it always seems like he's swinging a mace into someone's skull and clubbing baby seals, man, that can do a lot of damage.
It can. However, with this team, you're going to be wanting to use that yellow on a coin.
Yeah, the heal.
Yeah, because for just a low cost of 7 AP, she does true healing on herself. So if you can keep, you get Thor down to 50%, and then you keep Okoye up front, taking all the damage and healing herself, which, by the way, that yellow, Thor's going to be generating as soon as he gets below 50%. So you're going to be getting the yellow automatically. So you're going to be one of making yellow matches and team-up matches because the damage of your friendly powers goes up by 1,300 points for every team-up AP that you have. So that turns Thor's AoE damage into a monster. If you can, you get 10 team-up AP and you're doing like 25, 26,000 points of damage to the enemy team. It's really incredible. And I've ignored both Thor and Okoye's red powers because you're going to be wanting to use Sabretooth's red power. For a measly 6 red, it's so easy to get because Thor's going to be generating that red for you. He does 4 attacks for 1,900 points of damage each, which, 1,900, who cares? Except that team-up AP that Okoye's been building adds 1,300 for every single one. So he's going to be doing 4 separate attacks. Again, if you have 10 AP, 10 team-up AP, that's 15,000 points of damage times 4. And if it downs a target, it continues to the next target. You can just wipe out a PvE with this team, no problem. As if anybody watched when I was, what do they call it? Streaming. When I was streaming to Twitch, the first thing I did was take Thor out with Thanos, get him hurt, and then bring in Okoye and Sabretooth and just clean house. Like, Okoye is just taking all your damage. You're healing yourself, so you don't need to use health packs that often. It's just, I play on SCL9 and have no issues. I mean, very rarely issues. So, in any case, it is a fantastic team. It's also a good team to take on Gritty. That does work. If you need to take on Gritty with the strike tiles they get put out there, the first thing you do, match away a strike tile. Sabretooth's green, whenever you match an enemy strike tile, it destroys a random 3x3 block, possibly taking out more strike tiles and doing damage while it does so. So, and again, Okoye boosts that. So, fantastic team in my opinion. There are a few that are better at certain areas, but for wiping out a PvE, that's my go-to. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. Thor, Okoye, and Sabretooth. Oh, Thor, run him at a 5-5-3 because you don't care about his yellow with this build with Okoye. With Okoye is also a 5-5-3 because you don't care about her red. And Sabretooth, I run at a 5-3-5. Because his red is really important, and so is his green. And you don't really care about putting out more strike tiles for the enemy team. So, there you go. Brought to you by
Unify.
Unify, that's who it is.
Yeah. Let's go OG and open up some tokens there, Ray.
Holy crap, really?
Yeah. You got Steam open? Yeah, I don't have this Steam open. Hold on.
Of course not.
I'm going to poke that giant hump on Bobby's back again. That worked last time.
That is a 4-star. Oh, yeah. Sandman. Ian, why don't you go?
Okay, I'm going to stroke him in the ear. Oh, no, it's a 4-star. Oh, it's Wiccan. I don't think I have him.
Did you actually open you, right? another one? Or?
I did, yes.
Okay.
It was sadly a Wiccan. Getting him to 274, and Sandman's at level 292.
All right, hopefully you save the 5-star for me. I'm going to do an eye poke. Nope, it's all around 4 stars. It's another level for Vulture.
Sad trombone.
Vulture, wow, Vulture's up to a 316.
Wow, look at him go.
Yeah, he's on his way. He's making it. All right, that's all the tokens I got. I've been opening most of them as I get them, trying to, trying to get those 5 stars that are in there right now, but...
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, shout out then to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
All right, Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, let me tell you about it. It's a podcast network of like-minded individuals. You can find podcasts there about wrestling, some comic books, and atheism. There you go. Thanks, Ian.
Not that I want you to do that voice anymore, but you can find those at Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the go to the order?
Oh, I just wanted to say that I've pooped my sleeping shirt.
Never Ray, gets old, anything? Does it? No.
I know, it does not.
Okay.
Man, that joke is years in the past at this point, and it's still funny. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for this Ian-less show. He's off pretending that he has other friends. He'll be back next week. Check us out, PuzzleWarriors3.com, on your iTunes, your Stitcher, and wherever's. Comment suggestions, our webpage on the D3 forums or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. Go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff. We get some things, or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 and buy some swag. Can't remember what you did there. We should probably make a new design for over there. We have to come up with something.
Yeah, come up with something. I'll put it on there.
Yeah. I think that's all we got, though. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, what did it cost? Everything. Good night, everybody.
Good night.